Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
A nice little ballad from the heart there. He just met an angel. Talking of angels, we've got one online, you know.
We do have one online.
Yes, Janine.
Hang on, let me just.
Hello?
I've got to teach you how to do that bloody phone. I know. There you go.
Have you got me?
We've got you.
Okay.
Hello,
terrific.
Janine.
Hello, how are you?
Really good.
That's good.
We don't have Beth here to annoy us. I shouldn't say that. She's always geeing us up.
What are you saying? There's a lot of testosterone in the
especially when it comes to Brett. I mean, he is the original macho man.
I think not. Anyway, thanks for that, Nico.
I'm not going to make any comment there.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You know, you could have agreed with him.
Well, you could have. Yes. I mean, he is the master of martial arts.
Well.
Yes.
So you feel quite safe out there with him.
Oh, yes. He's a very handy bloke to have around. In fact, if I ever catch a train,
I'll be there.
He'll be there at the train station.
Yes.
Now, Janine, we're being silly, as usual.
That's all right. It's good to have a laugh, isn't it?
Is. Well, that's right. You use more muscles and the parent is very good. Brett's laughing because you know how he loves to flit over to Thailand.
Yes.
He's getting something like 33 baht to the dollar.
Well.
That's about 32, I think it is at the moment.
He's beside himself.
Oh, how are things over there at the moment? There were a lot of floods.
Look, it is pretty bad, apparently. And where we go down to Pattaya, it's it's not too bad, but around Bangkok and that, it's just devastating. And like, there's hundreds of people have died, and you know, we don't hear about it.
No,
yes.
You don't.
You know, the media is more concerned about the financial market.
That's right.
Which is really sad, but that's why I'm here today.
You are to talk to us from Wealth Within, and you've obviously been doing a lot of research because you've sent me some great notes this week. Yeah.
Yes. Look, as you know, let's start off with the market. Mm. And last night it was a little bit softer on overseas markets. I think given the big rally that we've had this week, you can understand why that's the case. The market actually pulled back last week below how we had that range, 4,100 to 4,200 points.
Yes.
Very important level, and you can see what's happened. It's pulled back below that, closed at 4,057 points on Friday, and this week it's just actually recovered all of last week's gains and more.
Yeah, well, that is good, very encouraging, because when you slip under or very close to 4,000, it does get a bit nerve-wracking, doesn't it?
It does, and that's why we say to investors that not to get pulled around by news in the market, because you can make some really bad decisions in doing that. And our comments to our investors last week was to just wait and see what happens this week, because we were expecting a bit of a recovery, and that's what's occurred. We've been looking for a bit of a run-up into the festive season, and given what's happened this week, we can't see any reason why that's not going to happen.
No, exactly. Well, on global issues, of course, you've mentioned that China has loosened its monetary policy, which I'm sure a lot of people will be relieved to hear that.
Yes, look, the Chinese have been holding back on that one, haven't they, with a lot of pressure coming from different countries for them to loosen up their policy and to get. And what, in effect, that means is that they've actually allowed their banks to lower their reserve ratios. And so this effectively means that they can lend more.
Yeah.
And look, this is what the financial markets want to see, more capital coming in there and the availability of capital. But the real issue that I think I raised this with you a couple of weeks ago is I like to watch some of the headlines and then wait and see the reasons why deals have been made. And in our wrap that we've written this morning, we were talking about how the government had made that deal on the uranium with India.
Yes.
And then we were waiting to see, you know, what else filters through gradually out in the media. And one of the things that followed that were announcements about Australian companies that are likely to benefit hugely. This is all part of the deal, this thing that's tied in with China. You know, Woolworths in particular, there was an article written about them and how they're going to benefit from the trade deals. And now we're seeing this triangle between India, the US and Australia, putting pressure on China.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. And for a layperson to understand that fully is difficult. But the
well, effectively what it means is that, you know, you and I get together and we decide what I tell you what I'd like, and you tell me what you'd like as part of the deal. And this is what's happened between the U.S., India, and Australia. Mm. And there are trade-offs made. So we agreed to sell the uranium to India, and effectively in return we get trade doors opening up for our Australian companies. But also there's the US are in there, and you saw the Obama come into Australia right at that period of time where these deals were starting to take effect.
Yes, when they were in Bali, they announced the free trade.
And his speech was very much aimed at China, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
He made it Parliament.
Yeah, so now Dale and I have called this arrangement the Golden Triangle. That's our quote for the week.
Yeah, well, it could be very appropriate.
How does the government do it? I mean, the Greens, they're always jumping up and down about mining uranium and where we're doing, but we're happy to sell it to India. Where is their morals on that?
Well, there are deals that are made between Labor and the Greens all the time.
Yeah.
The Greens want certain things to happen, and then Labor will obviously say, well, the concessions will be made in other areas if that's what you were after. So, you know, I just see this is all part of that, what's going on, backroom deals, if you like.
Well, they are. Yeah,
it'd be unlike a political party to do backroom deals, wouldn't it?
But you can see how a lot of the big companies will be rubbing their hands together.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look at the population in India, and if doors open up there, that could be massive for some of the Australian companies. And it's all about jobs and growth at the moment, which is sadly why, as you were saying before about Thailand, why we haven't heard that much about it.
Mm. That's right.
Yes, I'll be going over there next year to help reboot the economy.
Oh, good on you.
Now, of course, Europe, we probably talk about it every week. There's a bit of light at the end of the tunnel, is there?
Look, I think as far as the global situation is concerned, we're starting to see some more concessions being made. But, look, I don't think we're out of the water yet. We think it's close. We think that the bottom will be next year. Could be in the first quarter of next year, or at least around March, April.
Mm.
But, look, there's always something exciting happening on the market. And we've seen Foster's. We've talked about this some weeks ago, I think, and I don't like bringing up the same stocks all the time. However, because the deal has been sealed, I thought this would be a nice one to talk to your listeners about today.
Yeah, well, obviously shareholders are quite happy to accept the money there.
They are. $5.40 a share, I believe. And now effectively Foster's is owned, has been taken over by Sab Miller. So around 50% of the Australian beer market is now foreign owned.
Mm.
So a lot of people will be sort of looking at that, and maybe they'll make different choices about the beer that they're choosing. However, one of the things to think about is that the government's managed to lock a deal in as part of this takeover. So as part of the approval of the deal, they have to retain Australian jobs. So the brewing operations will be kept in Australia, which I thought was a good decision.
Mm.
Yeah,
well, it was. Yeah.
The Coopers, I was just talking to Simon Bishop before, Janine, have taken ads in today's papers saying they're now the only Australian-owned brewer left.
Beautiful. I mean, if I was on the board of that company or in the marketing team, that's exactly what I'd be doing too. It's
absolutely
a perfect opportunity for them to steal some market share right now.
Yeah
and I think there's a lot of people who actually look at switching to Coopers. One, it's not a bad drop, but just to sort of support it and go, well, you know, Foster's and Carlton and all those, you sold out.
Mm. Mm. Look, I wouldn't know about that being a bad drop, because if I was to have a beer, I'd probably put lemonade with it.
Oh, Janine. Oh, no.
A shandy, we used to call it.
Shandy.
Yes.
Oh, well, good on you, Janine. I mean, Christmas is coming up, and you've got to be totally aware of what's going on around here.
Look, and as far as going into Christmas is concerned, I think investors will be able to, pay attention to family events and other things and not worry so much about their portfolios over the next few weeks.
Yeah, oh, look, I'm sure you're right, and we can just hope for a peaceful Christmas period.
Actually, New Year's resolutions are coming up. It's a good time to decide that rather than being led by news all the time, as a lot of investors are, to get out there and actually get an education and learn how to trade the market so that they can see where the money's flowing and understand why.
Now, it'd
be a good Christmas present to give someone, Janine.
Wouldn't it?
Exactly.
Yes, go into 2012 on a positive note and get the wise word from Wealth Within.
And they can see us on our website at www.wealthwithin.com.au. And also there's something that Dale's got for them, a free online seminar next Wednesday, and there'll be details on our blog and also on Facebook, so check us out.
Oh, excellent. Well, excellent.
Something free for Christmas.
And you can also check out our iPod pointer at it.
Yes,
that's right.
A podcast. It
podcast.
Is. An iPod's the actual thing you play it on, Nico.
Yeah, sorry, our podcast.
Yes.
I was thinking of those sweets. You know, I love those pods.
Those pods.
Yeah.
Yes.
So something else again.
Now, Janine, Christmas time in the Cox household, is it a big affair?
Look, there is often a big Christmas do, and you know the turkey, the ham, and all the normal trimmings on Christmas Day. So, yeah, I'm sure I won't be moving very fast after eating that amount of food.
No, it does happen like that. We just go, oh, let's just have all this food, and then, oh my God, 2 hours later, oh, we did this last year, and you sit around for about 3 hours and have a little snooze or something, and then get back into it for dinner.
Well, we're not so much big drinkers, and but we do like our food.
Yes,
well, the New Year resolutions will be coming up. Perhaps we can have a discussion about that in the next week or so.
Yes.
Yes, you think we might have to get on the treadmill after that.
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
Well, absolutely. It's always lovely to talk with Janine. And next week we'll have Blake, no doubt.
Yes, Blake will be back, and he's looking forward to it as usual.
Good.
Oh, he's a good lad.
He is. You can check him out also. Get on the Facebook. That's the way to meet the people.
Well,
I was just
checking my Facebook. Actually, there was something from Wealth Within just recently. There it is. Here, register free online seminar next Wednesday, the 7th of December.
There
you go.
The message is clearly out there.
It's getting out there.
Good on you, Janine.
Thanks very much, guys.
Lovely to talk to you.
Lovely to talk to you. Bye.
Bye.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 Share Trade.